before, we discussed how the Rosh Mishan is going to learn the Gemara of the Barcha and the Lifta and the Dana. So, because the Chayra, the Gemara says that Orche to eat the Lifta, it's Orche also to climb onto a barrel. So we said, L'chayr not having any Hana from Dover Nizik. And the Rosh Mishanis, you need to have enough from Dover Nizik. So we said that maybe he'll learn that's regal. He'll learn that's regal. The Lefet is shame. With the barrel, the breaking of the barrel is regal. That's what we suggested yesterday. Maisa, I was in the Sayer this morning on the Gemara in the Beis and Beis. The Gemara discusses the whole Sukkah Sam Gaitzabam. The Gemara goes through the tells of the various Mazikim. The Gemara goes through the Bright Collection. It says, Beita Revitza. The Gemara asks, Revitza and Beita should be told the Rega. The Gemara says, no, it's not. It's not Orche. Gemara asks the Kasha. Revitza and Beita told the Regali. Loi, Regal, Zegematzi. Hani is Zegematzi. What was the Hatma in the Revitza she told the Regal? Says Rashi. So Revitza, when it squats on the Dabra Nizik, why is it called Regel? Says Rashi, because it happens the Regel. So Chayra, we see you started this Rashi, that Regel, you started Regel is Regel. Dainu. So if he's there when it walks, the behema is Ketzad HaRegel Moedes, Mahal Kedarka, and where it says Shlif and Gufa and all these things, the reason why it's called Regel is not because it's Urche, it's called Regel because it's happening while it's walking, and it walks, i.e. its feet. So the sight of all these things, the Chayra, has to come down to the fact that i.e. the walking. So Mela, that's why we had to have me the Ravitza and Beit, there should be also be Regal. We said, no, it's not Matzah, so it's not Regal. So Mela, if he's there, it's more difficult to say that both in the case, let's say, of the Sal and the case, well, there for sure, certainly if you're Rashi, it's eating it, yeah? If he's eating it, it's chewing it through, it's not, there's no, where's the Regal over there? Where's the regal over there? L'chayr is not being nana. We have the problem. It's not being nana from the Hezek, from Dover Nizik. It's not being nana from Dover Nizik. And even in the case of here with the baracha, with the goat, it also, l'chayr, it climbed up on the thing, ate the turnips, and then somehow it broke the thing. But it didn't break necessarily with its regal, so why would it call regal? You know, if regal needs regal, the chayra, that's not urche alone, it's not what makes it regal. It's not enough that something, you know, yesterday we used a nusach, if it happened inadvertently, that would be regal. That's why I thought that was together of all these things. It's, while it's going, while it's doing something else happens, derech aga. That's why I was thinking maybe that's together. Well, chayra, I was looking at that Gemara this morning, and the Chayy Rashi over there is Mashmah Na'ag.
So that's explained Matad Lom by Dachik Bahamah.
What?
What's Matad Lom by Dachik
Bahamah? I don't understand.
Is it that Shane of Israel?
I'm not sure. I don't hear questions over here. You have a clear question.
Is that right? Or you say that's right or that's Shane?
We'll talk about it tonight. Look my right. Okay, so we started the Gemara of Ilfa and Abayishia, where Ilfa told us that Pashta Savara Ocha Gabi Chavita is Chayevis, because Gabi Chavita is Chatzar Nizikda. The back of the animal is considered Chatzar Nizik. belongs to Nizam Chayyim. The Rajba God has more of Hagdara to that. Why it's considered Chatzin Nizik? Forget about Rajba's whole chapter in the Suya. Just this Nakuda. According to Ulfa, the back is considered Chatzin Nizik. Says the Rajba, Shekol Shekupasim, and Ulfa, and also the case of the Kupa, Shekupasim, Mishal Smachayra, that's also. Gemara compares the two. Gemara compares Ilf with the case of Kupa. Gemara wants to be right Ilf from there. Gemara's Daich, it's Kepetzes, we'll see whatever that means. But Gemara's comparing to, he says, Shekol Shekupasim Mavshels Lachayra, Oishimasoy Agabi Behemtoi, Kershus Anizeku, Abi Shein Oindim Shus Arabim, Nei Sheyesh Lamashus, Lavrasham, Im Masa'an, Bois Hashah, Harehim Chatzinizik. In that second that he's going by, he's right to be there. So therefore, it's considered chatzin nizik because he's right to be there. Moreover, ad kedei kach, the Rajba says the svara. What? The person that's walking through the street has right to have a knapsack filled with whatever he wants, and the person that's walking through the street with his behemoth, he's allowed to have the donkey loaded up. He's going through the street. So Melo, when he's there, kilu it's his property. Ad kedei kach, the Rajba, at the end of the piece, wants to suggest. Veshema, a filo man the part of chatzin shutfin the bazar of zera, so he is dalid moedim baha. When the chatzin shutfin yesh cholech ma shutfin king and guf mamish bechatzin. So in other words, you know, at first glance, right, you'd say chatzin shutfin where I have a real kinyan in it, yeah, and still, the Manamit says you're potter. Yeah? So, Kolshkin over here, I don't really have a Kenyan in it. Right? Shrab. Says the Rajba, no. It's Fakir the Svara. He says, over there, each one has a Kenyan, Kenyan Aguf. Meaning, the Mazag also has a Kenyan, a real Kenyan. Fikach, like Rimbe says, it's the Acher. It's not the Acher because it's mine also. It's mine just as much as it's yours. My Shehenkin, he says, of Ahacha, Kolsh is Emmanuel Shamasai. Harehu pirushusar. Minyan zesh like Khan's Bashosh, Khabar Vyaichal. When I'm here, get out of my way. Right now I have right to be. So now it's mine. Now it's only mine, it's not yours. So Chatzin Shutfin, although on one hand the Nizik has a stronger hold on it, right? But on the other hand, the Mazik also has an equal hold. So you can't stop called Tzayachar. Shankin over here, once we say the Svara that when I'm here and I have right to be and I have right to walk here, so now it's kilu, it's mine, then adrabah, that overrides the mazik's connection at this point. Fine. So that's at least together again why it's called chatzin, either it's called chatzin nizik, it's not because the animal belongs to him, right? Or the Rajba has another knech, the gabe together of chatzin nizik. At first glance, Ilfa said very simple. Yeah, and the also it stuck out its neck. Poshtet sabara. Doesn't sound like it didn't do any calisthenics over here. There's no jumping.
What
are calisthenics? Look, if I have to teach you Hebrew, I have to teach you Yiddish, but I'm not going to teach you English. You know, jumping jacks, you know. What?
All
calisthenics. That's calisthenics.
All
body. What?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, anyway. Kitzer. So, that's the dinner of Ilfa. Now, Gemara Arkasha. Gemara Arkasha. Gemara was Daicha. It's talking about the case of Kupa. It's talking about Kefetzes. Rashi Baal Moller. Kefetzes mean, then also on the care, It's not Shem Beregel, it becomes Karen. And in fact, only pays Chatzin Nezek. That's what the Gemara is Dechia. So Fizeh, and then Rabbi Yishe comes along, and he says a similar idea. Amda, we don't know what Amda means. Gemara says, Rabbi explains, Amda means Kefetzes. According to Rashi the Ba'amar, Kefetzes, Shekov Tzavach, Al Tzavar Rashi, Darka Bekach. Mela, it's told the Karen. So that's all. In other words, that was all just the Dechiyah of the Braisa. But that doesn't affect Ilfa B'chal, because Ilfa is talking about Shem Rebbe Shirabim. Ilfa is B'mchayiv al Shem Regal. So nothing to do with Gefetzes. That's the Baal Mar's problem with the Rif. But the Rif brings down Ilfa, and still he says, Ilfa, the Halach of Ilfa, I'm being careful in the way I'm saying this, but the Halach of Ilfa applies by Kefetzes. The Halach of Ilfa is limited to Kefetzes. That's what the Rif does, and that the Baal Mar says he doesn't understand where the Rif is coming from, because the Kefetzes is not new to Ilfa. Kefetzes is Karen, and Ilfa to my chamber regal. So what are you doing over here? Now, so first of all, Minei Ubeiner in the Baal Mar, Ramban's got an awesome taina, poshed in the words of the Baal Mar. Because the Baal Mar says as follows: Mash Baza Rabba Mistab, Elo, Kol Agabi Cham the Chayavis, Bein Shekov the Bein Shomna. Behind the Ilfa. Okay? Shzerabim, Bloigav Chavrita, where it's not the Shzimizik, then Chayeves, Chatzinaz, Bekefetzes. Behind the Ba'ishia. But Pliga Adad, Imam Chavar, Imam Chavar, Pliga, there's nothing to do with each other. What do you want? Rabbi Rich. Now, the Ramban says that the people are machsh on the Baal Mar, which doesn't make any sense. Oy oshev lohoshev al baal hachibra hazeh. Tmei all of Rabin, because the Baal Mar says a very strange thing. When he brings down the Nevi Ilfa, says the Baal Mar, bein shekafse bein sheamda. In fact, about what are you talking about? You're the guy that's telling me that kafse is Karen, yeah, kafse is Karen. So then you turn around and tell me that's what Ilfa's not doing with Barishia. And the Gemara is just by Kupa, who's just the Dechia, to say the Barishia is not talking about the dinner of Ilfa, the Barishia is talking about the dinner of Barishia. It's Kefetzes, it's Karen, it's not Shem Beregel. But then you tell me that the dinner of Ilfa, Gav Chavrita, Bein Kofsa, Bein Loi Kofsa. Huh? Kofsa's Karen. We Bein Kofsa, Bein Loi Kofsa. Ilfa says, Yechayim Nezek Shalim. So Bein Kofsa, Bein Loi Kofsa? What are you talking about? Pelotzim. The Baal Mar gives the whole shtickle that the Kofsa is not Shaykh to Ilfa. But he says, according to Ilfa, Bein Kofsa, you pay Nezek Shalom. Vos Tutsachto.
Yeah.
And therefore, so the man tries, Shemu Mefarish, Kefetzes, Lechol, Mal, Gam, Chavita, Heine, Mishunah. B'chayev, Znezik, Shalit. Haino, B'chal, Nilfa, Al, Kefetzes, Shaskir, B'gemara, Heine, Kefetzes, Al, Gam, Chavita, El, Kotzim, Mokim, Mokim, just jumping around. Zeshina, Vane, Mishlem, Mishlem, Kotzim, Nezik. So you have to be B'chal, B'chal, Kefetzes, and Kefetzes. Being Kefetzes on top of the Gam, Chavita, that's not a Shina. Just jumping around the street. It is a Shina. It's like it's just very, very not mugdar exactly what's going on over here. This is really a strong kasha. Now, besides that, says the Ramban, and this older Rishonim take issue over here, and that is, why is Kefetzes Mishunah? This whole anach of the Baal Mar and Rashi, that Kefetzes Mishunah, older Rishonim take issue, but it's interesting to note where they ask the kasha from. The Ramban says, Avedram Nachayim Mishunah. So he sees Kefetzes al b'Kefetzes Makom. We'll get that in a second. He says it's not Mishunah. Oh, Kivin Deperes Menachem Emzer Chorchav. Loik Vitzah Vachila and Mishunah. He means Zeraya. He says. Oh, he means the Sefta. He means the Sefta, and he says Kol Shadavar. Where does he mean Zeraya from? Brings the right from no. Oh, Shayamru. Zukosh Afal Devir Ben Shleima. He brought a right from the Sefta that even if it's Kefetzes Mishalmi, that when it says Shin Sav Achla, still it's Nezek Shalim. Shin Sav Achla, the Shalmi says the Raj Bos put down the Shalmi, it pays Nezek Shalim. And gives them this case. By the Medrash Ram and Pasha, Bachla and Shalom. Bechem Yidu Bekafetze Shemeshuna. Kitzer means Rav New Shalom. They paint as a Shalom. Ah, it's Meshuna. He says. Rashi, Lechila ben Gav Chavad Lamakamachar. Rashi is a little better than the Balmar. Rashi also says that it's Meshuna. The Balmar says Rabban is totally wrong. He's Mechal between Gav Chavad and other Kafetzes. That Rabban has absolutely no clue to explain. But Rashi, it's not Mechal. Rashi said all Kafetzes is Meshuna, right? But he said it's still Shver. Why? So Ban says, I see from the sugya right before, that since it's derech to eat, the Gemara says it's also derech to go climb in the barrel. So we see it's not called Meshunah. If it's doing it because of food, it's not called Meshunah. So maybe what then over here, if it's jumping on the Gav Chavad in order to eat, that's not Meshunah. What's interesting to note, when the Mukyasev, no, it wasn't on the list. Yosef says when he also brings this question from the Ra and the Ritva. Right? Oh, we have Ritva and Bab Kamba. It's Pashat Agalegenheit. What? We have Ra and Akainis? We have a safer Ra. We have Ra. No Ra.
Bab Kamba? There's one that talks about.
Maybe there's one brought down, fine, whatever. The point is, the Ross is a lot of things. He quotes from the Ra and the Ritva. This is the first Ritva we had in Bava Kamma. The Ein Nachain, the Amrin Leel, the Chim, the Urcha, the Mechal, Urcha Nam Lefuse. Yeah? The Ritva and the Ra bring the Raya from the Gemara of the South. All the other Shainim here, the Rajba, the Ben Peretz, I think, the Balmar, the Muhammad, they all bring the Raya for the case of the Barakha. Yeah? You want the Gemara?
Yeah,
but it's the Barakha, Rashi is eight. What's an eight? What? But they bring the Raya for the case of the South. Right? So, not that it's such a big deal, you know, we've been driving from, but Lamaisa, I think that it comes out, Machlokes L'chaira, what is the case of, we're going back now, but what is the case of the sal? Rashi, we said clearly, says that it ate the sal while it's eating the, while it's munching on the bread, it's eating the sal derech agav. That's the case. If you look at the Rambam, Who's the Rambam? Sham. What's Sham? Er Gimel? Allah Hafez. Sham. Er Gimel? Allah Hafez. Sal Sheesh Belechem. Nichnas Amar. Veshavar Asal. Veachal Lechem. Veshalom Asal. Alechem Ezek Shalom. Shizeh Udarka. What's the case of the Rambam?
Sure.
What?
It broke the basket
in order to get to the lechem. Not that it ate the basket as was eating the lechem. It broke the basket to get to the lechem. So that's why I think they're following as well. Therefore, they arrive from there. That behem will do something which is not necessarily normal, but if it's doing to get the food, it's normal. So if it's breaking the basket to get to the food, That's right there. According to Rashi, right, there's no right from there. Did it say that in order to get to something which to food will do something crazy and that makes it normal? That you don't have a raya. That's not what happened. The basket was open. It didn't need to rip through the basket to get to the food. As it was munching on the thing, the basket somehow got caught up in it. So you don't have a right to this inside. That's why they're shining, maybe. They look like Rashi, they don't bring a raya from here. The only place they can bring a raya is from the barcha. Where there, it did something a little bit strange. We say, since it did it to get to the food, makes it not strange. Mashen came, the Ritva and the Ra, they look more like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that's exactly the same case. It did something strange, in order to get to the food, that makes that's not strange. So that's an aside point. Akapanim, therefore, the Rishayim disagree totally with their Baal Amar and Rashi, who learn that the Sugya Kefet says is the Shaila of Karen and Tchatzin Nezek. They say no, Kefet says is normal, and it was Nezek Shal. Okay, so now we have to figure out according to them. So what is the Sugya? So what is the Sugya all about? Right, so obviously the Kefetz is doing something else, right? So if Kefetz is doing something else, it's not making Mishona, then you can have Ulfa and Kefetz at the same time. It's not a Stira B'chal, which would explain the Rif, just on a superficial level. Once Kefetz is doing something else, then you could have the din of Ilfa, which is a regular din of Shem Beregel, and still have Kefetzes, but we have to figure out now what is Kefetzes doing. So Chayr, it seems, is the Machlaik is the Rosh and the Ramban as far as what is the goal of Kefetzes. What is the point? What is the issue of the Gemara? The Gemara first brought a riot to Ilfa without Kefetzes. And then the Gemara says, no, maybe the Braisa of Kupa is talking about Kefetzes. So what is this magical Kefetzes? What is Kefetzes doing for me? If it's not making it the Karen, then what is Kefetzes doing? Okay. So it seems to be very clear that the Mechlekes Rosh and the Ramban, even though the Abraham wasn't so convinced, but for me it seems very, very clear. Okay. Now, the Rosh, Lefi the Rosh, to use your Abraham's words, it's a shayla of zoning. Meaning, the idea of kefetzes and not kefetzes is not what the animal is doing, it's what the animal needs to do in order to get to it. Okay, when the word is kefetzes is a litmus test, not a requirement. Meaning, says the Rosh, and this ground has a little bit to do with an issue that came up a few times. Came up with the Nachas David. When we talk about the Ptur of Shem Reg Moshe Rabim, is that a Ptur Mitzad the Mazik or the Ptur Mitzad the Nizik? When the Rif said that it's okay to go, you can't stop. Is that a reason why the Nizik shouldn't keep his stuff there? Or is that a reason why the Mazik doesn't have to be careful? This might have to do with that. I say it might not have to do it also. But at first glance, it has to do with that. Says the Rosh. It's in the wrong place. Says the Rosh. A place that, in order to get to it, it has to be kefetzes. Such a place, the Nizik has the right to keep his stuff there. Kimayin is beshabedu revalfas ikr. The behem of shekefetz is lamokim gavoy becheles. Lav shinu yu. Like I said, Rama kimnochem meichal. They can say like everyone else. It's not a shinu. El lahach nilv revayishu brayis the highest kefetz. Tam echad lehem. The kolhechad yichoyl behem lechol kedarata darata mulcha. The loy kfitza. Ein le lod meshus laniach sham pei reisa. The hab meshus rabim. So says the Rosh, if the animal could get there without jumping, then you have no right to put your payers there. Male is not called chatzer nezik. A place where the animal can only get there with kvitza, then pakeir get right to put it there. A male is considered chatzer nezik.
So why isn't it carried? Why is kvitza not Karen then?
He explained why it's not Karen. Like every other region did also. It's not Karen because it's Orche Lemeichal Lifta, it's Orche Lemistrach also.
Why does it?
He answered that's not Karen.
So why is the Nizik have right to put stuff there? If it's Orche, then why should put stuff there? Just because, like, so it'll jump to get there.
Because it's hard to get there, so therefore.
Like, is it hard to get there? It's not hard to get there.
It's not Mishuna.
It's not
Mishuna. Right, I'm saying it's something in between again. You know, you don't like these in between things. It's fine, which I do for you. No, I'm saying I'm not making fun. I'm just saying that's what's going on over here. So Bekitzer, he has the right to leave his things where it's not so accessible. Mamela, see, the reason why I said before it might have to do with that with the Nachas Dov, it might not, because even this is a subtle dig in Lashon HaRosh, in dying Lashon HaRosh, he doesn't say that since you shouldn't have put it there, Mamela Yudav said Anafshe, and that's why you're Potter, or you had right to there, put it there, and therefore he wasn't Afsan Anafshe, and therefore he's Chai. At the end of the day, he does say that together what's called Chatzin Nizik. And since you had right to put it there, so Mamela it's Chatzin Nizik. Understand? He doesn't say you're right to put it there, Mamela, you don't have the Ptur. You know, I wasn't Pesheya. But if he didn't have right to put it there, he was Pesheya. No. At the end of the day, it seems in the Rosh, it's only Hagdara, what's the gather of Chatzin Nizik? As the Rosh, the gather of Chatzin Nizik is a place where you had right to put your stuff there. Akapanim, okay, so says the Rosh. Yes, it's just Rabbi.
So if Rabbi would hold, if he did Karen in that situation, there would be Knesset Shlom?
Then you go to Rav Tarfin, you're obsessed with Rav Tarfin. Maybe, I don't know, if the gather of Chatzin Nizik, the Chayot should be the same. Okay. Mikara, so the Rosh goes on, and then now we have to explain, what is the Shaka of Tarfin of the Gemara? The Fizeh. What is Shaka of Tarfin of the Gemara? You know, where does Chafetzes fit into the Shaka Tarah of the Gemara? Zot Dirash. Mekara kedam amilof for the Milsei. Upeir shtam adam, Shaka b'chav v'chotz anizik dami, amasal gedayik, v'chol gab b'char, v'chotz anizik dami, afilo och kedarka. You need me a kedarka. V'obar lasuye raya, a case of kakupa. Even though it's not in a situation where it's hard to get to, it's Kedarka is still about. You just read the words of Ilfa. Ilfa says, Gav Chaz is Chatzin Nizik. Doesn't say anything. Push the other. Push the Sabara, right? Now the Gemara says, Kama Gemara, Kinfarish Rava. Hidavashi, Bekafet, Achnami Ayri Braisa, Bekafet says. And here's the punchline of the Gemara. Which this, when you read the Gemara, you don't get that feeling. And actually Nachas David is very bothered by this in the Rosh. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to be right there by Shir. Says the Gemara, no, Dilm Bekafet. What was the Shak with Hayer the Gemara? Yeah? Lame Messiah. How is Kabbat Mashallah? Push the Gemara of Achot sounds like it's like a by Shir. Sounds like it's a very Ilfa. And the Gemara, no, Kidom Rav Kafet. Achinam Bekafet. Yeah? So the Gemara is Daich. Maybe the Bryce is talking about that it's not in a place where you could just get to it easy. It's a place to get to it all within as a Chatzin Nizik. Umilsa b'ilfa b'kafetzes. That when Rava said b'kafetzes, not only are we being daicha the raya from the braisa, we're redefining ilfa. And this is a big jump. This Nachas Dov says, where do you see that in the Gemara? That when you read the Gemara, it just seems the Gemara seems to just being daich the raya. You want to be right though from Kupa? No, maybe Kupa is talking about Kefet says. No, it's not right Ilfa. But we're not chapering Ilfa. Ilfa remains the way it was. But the Rosh says, no, not like that. This the Nachas Dov has big issues with this.
You said it's for sure we're not coming off the raya.
That's the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara is lame. That's classic, you know, Pshat of the Tari of Gemara.
Right.
The Gemara but Raya says, no, there's a Bekafetzes. Chachinai Bekafetzes. Meaning.
You can say like
Elohim's
Kid Omar. Why is Kid Omar a Lashon of?
The Gemara put a Raya, the Gemara is being Daikha the Raya.
Why does Kid Omar see a Lashon of knocking off? Why does it have to be like.
The Gemara put a raya, and then the Gemara says Kedamar. That means the Pasha Pshat would be Daich of the Raya. That's classic Gemara. Well, what else does it mean? What?
I don't know.
Just don't we use Lashon of Ella when we're like trying to fall off something? Ella? No. Ella is when we're trying to fall off something. We're not falling off something. We're just being Daich of the Raya. We're being Daich of the Raya. We don't say Ella. Not Ella. We're not changing anything. We're just being Daich of the Raya.
Kid
the Omar. Okay. Most of the book about the Bin Yachla and Mikri Chatzin Nizik. Oh, behind the Kamar. Maishna, Holcha, the Urcha, given That's the only thing. Then he goes on to explain the shock and tire of the Gemara when it deals with Rav Aishia. The Rav Aishia said, Halcha and Amda. So what's Halcha? What's Amda? Kima Shachla Kiorcha Derech Hilucha Ein Lushes Lanipareis Hashav. Amda Nami Orchu. So that he mamish reads everything into the Gemara. The whole shock and tire, according to the Rosh, is all about this Nakuda. Is it a place where you're allowed to put it there, or is it a place where you're not allowed to put it there? So the Gemara said, the Vaish is Machal between Amda, Ochava, Amda. Zok the Gemara. Maishna, Ochava, Orche. Meaning, and you have no right to put it there, Amda Nami. And that Gemara answers, Kefet says, it's in a place when it has to jump to it. That we have to see that Gemara. Okay, so that's the way the Rosh learns the whole sugya. That's the way the Rosh learns the Rif. That when the Rif says that it's bekafetzes, which got the Rosh the Rif, you know, the Chayr is not so geshmak with his that, because you see, he's according to the Rosh, we're not talking about what the animal did. We're talking about what the animal needs to do. Right? I mean, we define the place. I mean, so when the Rif says, who the kafza, I mean, I guess it could be just Metzias. Once, if it needs to get there, the only way to get there is by jumping, so obviously, if it ate it, it obviously jumped. But okay, I'm just saying, because the river, again, understand, who the kofza sounds like it's something that it has to do, not so much. You know, you don't get the feel that the issue over here is defining the place. But it ends up being the same thing, so that's why it's not really schwer, but I'm just a hergish. Akapanim, that's how the Rosh learned, okay? And the sign of the Rosh, yeah, is that kafetzes and not kafetzes is not really the gay what the animal is doing. Not really the gay what the animal is doing. Because a marshal, I mean, if it was, you know, it was a low animal, right? It didn't have to be kafetzes, and it was kafetzes, right? It's not going to make a difference to feed the Rosh, right? Right? It didn't have to be kafetzes. It could just eat it regular. And it was kafetzes. So what's the deal with the Rosh?
It's
Pashi still Pater. Okay? Let's see what happens with the Ramban in that case. Okay? Let's see what happens with the Ramban in that case. That's exactly the case where I think that the Machlek is Rosh and the Ramban. Let's see why. Now, the Ramban.
Talking
about this matter
yesterday, about
this
place matter, not matter.
No, Chal not. I'm talking about
total
different issues.
Not about the Rosh that it's easy to say.
No, that's Shal Shinui. That's an issue. Is it Mishun or not by where it's eating? The Rosh is talking about a particular luck in the Rosh Hashanah. You have the right place to put it there or not. No shaykes. That's a shayla. The Rosh ben Rashi is a shayla of Shinui. Is it a Shinui or not? Eating in a strange place, that called Shinui. Here we told you an issue whether you're right to put it, is it considered chosin nizik or shisharab. Now, the Ramban goes on to say, in the Tchila Farish, you do very bainu godol kayag. First, before he even attacks the Balmar, he wants to remind me the Rif. It's Havi Deir. Shmasham Begumar. Bekefet says, Loilin Yichatzi Nezik Amru. Change that shina. Okay, everyone else starts off. Given the orchel mechel orchanam mikpats, and later on he said he quotes the Gemara by Baruch. Miu. Okay, so let's go. What's Ilfa talking about? Ilfa sup. Now I forgot like hafza. Chayetz. Hoyul pashta sabara. Wadin lecheles mitzad harachava. Mimakim Gavaya. Shane Zah Shane. Shepard Taira.
What's this thing you talk about? Mokka?
Second. Fishane Darka Lecho El Halech. Lecho. Derechilucha. Me'emzer Shesarabim. Yimakim namoch sheichelas menem b'derech hilufa. Says the Rambam. Hilfa says that the p'tur of Shem b'Shesarabim is dafka when you're eating kedarkai. If you have to turn your neck in order to get to it, so just like this is sugya later, Machlok is Rabbi Shmuel later, and the Rabban seems to be saying that Ilfa is plugged into that, and that is that when the Mishnah is Machal between Tzidei Rechava, our Mishnah, Bava Kama, Daf, Tesam, and Beis, says, Tzidei Rechava, Mishnah is Mashazika. Okay, Tzidei Rechava, Mashanegis. That's all Gemara later. Mitzidah, what's called Mitzidah Rechava? Okay? So it says, according to someone, if it's walking down the street and it has to turn its head to get to it, that's called Mitzidah Rechava, and that there's no Ptur of Shem Ben Moshe
Sarab. Where'd you get this Tzidah?
And that's. What?
Where'd you get the Tzidah Rechava?
I just said from the Mishnah. The Mishnah and the Gemara Chafal.
Why does he say Ilfa's coming off the Mishnah? And out in the Gemara that we're talking about, they're not talking about the Tzidah Rechava.
You ever heard of a mashal? Yeah. He's using the sugya later, he's using the concept that we see on the Chaf Aleph. The Gemara discusses the Fi Rav Shmuel, I forgot which one it was, that if it's Machzeres, if it turns its head in order to eat, it didn't go into Tzidah Rechava. It turns its head from the street to Tzidah Rechava, then it's Chai. That's the Mishnah means. When it's chayav, and the Ban explains.
Tzidei Rechava is not Rosh Hashanah. I don't know.
The Mishnah says you chayav, right? Do you learn the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you chayav, right? So obviously, technically it's public area, but Tzidei Rechava is the place where the shops are a lot of, they keep their stuff there. A lot of people keep their stuff there. Now, so the issue is. Let me read the Ban. The issue over here is the Vidur and Bat. Is Ilf is Mechadish that if it had to be Pashta Tzavara, meaning it was in one place and the food was somewhere else. Yeah? So then that's not called Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Then there's no Ptur of Shisrabim because it's not going in its normal way. So that's where you're there for your Chayiv. Even though it's walking down the street, since it's got to turn its head to get there, so just like it has to turn its head to get there, Tzidei Rechavim, it's got to pick up its head to go eat off its neighbor's back. Therefore, it's not considered Shem Ben Moshe Sarabim, and you're chay. Even the, no. The Rabban screams, the whole Rabban is screaming that there's no Mishnah over here. No, Chas V'Shalom, Chayiv Nezek Shalem. Avada. So, according to Rabban, the issue is location. Okay? Where are you? It's a question we should all be asking ourselves before the Yamadin of Shavuos. Ayaka. Question we should be asking ourselves. Kitzer, Reb Aishia Sava, Dafka Kefetzes, Mavi, Shinistalkum Mirshus Harabim Lagamri, Vidami Lamande Shavkis Ala Rechava, Vachla Betside Rechava. Says the Ramban. The issue in our Gemara is a shaila of dine achilas behema b'shus harabim. Okay, so we're not defining the place like the Rosh. We're not defining. Kafetz is not defining whether it's rishus hanizik or it's rishus harabim. The issue of kafetz is where is the animal. Is the animal in Rishus HaRabim, or is the animal in Rishus HaNizik? Ilfa says, at least in the Hava meaning Gemara, and we're not sure whether that changes. See, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. In the Hava meaning Gemara, for sure, Ilfa is taken at face value. Pashta, Sab'ara, and ate off the animal's back. That's, what is that? So it's eating in the Shemizik, but it's walking in the Shemizik. Heichin and Dina, Dina, Haidina. Is that called Shemish Shemizik? Is that called Shemish Shemizik? Because the assumption is the Gav Chavita, Ilfa says, is Chatzar Nizik. With the Raj, but not the Raj, whatever Sephardi you want to say. The Gav Chavita is Chatzar Nizik. But now what? The Behem is the Shemizik, and it's Eim Shemizik. What is that? Comes along Ilfa and says, That's called eating. That's called eating the nizik. You know, you walk in the shrabim. That's not the ptur. That's not the ptur of shame of shrabim. And the dimyan to this is the sugi later of machzeres when the animal is in the street and it's turning to chotzer nizik. Does it have to go in? Not chotzer. Sorry, it's the tzidur shrabim. Does it have to actually pick itself up? Leave the shrabim, go into the tzidur shrabim in order that it should be considered shem v'reg b'shem nizik, or is it enough that the eating is being done in the shem nizik? So when Vaishya says that amda v'achla yichayiv, avada means nezik shalim, that the Lashon Mirai is Yerushalim and the Sefta, etc., that means nezik shalim. So why yichayiv? Why you chayiv? Not like the Rosh, because kefetzes is megala to me. It is called the fact that you need to get to kefetzes that defines it as a shusha nizik. No, it's being. We're talking about in some cases shusha nizik even without that. Elamai, the fact. So what does kefetzes do? Then you have to misalg yourself from the shusha rabbi. Now, I'm not sure, okay, what the exact mitzias of the case of Rashi is. Because Ilf is easy, yeah? Whether Ilf is going to eat kefetz or not, that's an exact parallel to the case of Teich Rechava and Tzidur Rechava. Okay? Mehem is Nishrabin, eating Nishrabin Nizik. And then what happens? Do you need kefetzes? And Rabbi Yishu would say, you need kefetzes. The Hainu. You have to, it's not enough that you are eating from the Shizan Nizik. You have to be in the Shizan Nizik. Okay? And that's what kefetzes is, Lefi, Rabbi Yishu. And maybe Ilfa might agree to that. Now, that's good in the case of Ilfa. But in the case of Rabbi Yishu itself, it was Amda, and that means it was kefetzes. Where was the kefetzes too? Where are these pears found? Is it just like it's jumping in the, it just jumping, it's off the ground and then it's eating and that's enough? It's because it's not just around anymore. It's a little funny. Is it jumping onto some high? Rabban later talks about jumping onto a high place. Rabban says when he argues on the Baal Mar, he says shleiskiru kefetzes. The only clue to have anything in this Rabban is when he says shleiskiru kefetzes ella. The kefetz says, "Lemakim gevaya, kdei lechol." Vein lechal ben gav chav lemakim acher. That's what he. The kefetz means it's being kefetz is lemakim gevaya kdei lechol.
Does that mean it lands on air pressure? That means it jumps to get stuff in.
That's my suffix. Okay, so I'm not sure because you know, the Ramban does shtel tzu to the sugya of machzeres, and over there, and the Ramban talks about. Right, Gemara said the shafkas l'rechava, the achlam tzidir rechava. Right, left the street, left the rechava, and it went into the rechava.
What's
we said before, it turned its head to the tzidir shrab. So that will be mashma, yeah. And certainly the case of Ulfa is talking about that. Yeah, that actually has to leave the Rishis Rabin and go into the Chatzar Nizik, whatever we're going to define as Chatzar Nizik. But that's the issue over here of Kefetzes, is that it has to leave its place, leave the Rishis Rabin. It's not enough that the eating is being done in the Chatzar Nizik, but the eater has to be in the Chatzar Nizik as well. That's the issue with Fidei Ramban, whether you need Kefetzes or not.
Has kefetzes help?
So, what?
Has kefetzes help?
No, the normal case. Yes, that's what I said. The normal case of kefetzes. Okay, when it applies to ilfa and the ban sushdel to machzeres, yeah, whereas Shafkas L'Rechava, so their pshat is it's in the Rosh Hashanizik. And in the case of Ilf, it's very simple. It jumped on the back, so it's there. It's in the Chatzar Nizik now.
It
did eat it, yes, yes. Of course, it jumped on the back and ate there. Yes, 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 for sure. That's a simple case. Right? When I'm just grappling with it, I don't have a handle on it, is what's the case of Vayishi himself, which is the mock of the whole thing. And we say, Amda is Chayim, and that's talking about it's the Mokum Gavaya. What is this Mokum Gavaya? What is this exactly? Is it enough that it just left, or just, you know, it's mid-air, that's enough? It's Lukas Tanish Rabbim, it's Chayim? The Ramban, let's not forget, right, what's pushing me more is because the Ramban does bring in the sugya of Machzeres. He brings in the sugya of Chavalah. And there it's l'chayr clear that he has to leave and go into Shusan Izzik. So this Nechuda is very not clear to me. So I don't have a cloud card in Rabbi Yeshia. But Akparam was negated to Ilfa, the Ramban says. So the Ramban learns.
If you don't ask Ramban, what would by the Rif's case? Like you have to stick in just Ramban, because it's just the that Ilfa would hold that you can be high?
I have no idea.
Why is this any different than
what?
Why is the stick head in just Ramban after Shusha any different than when he gets at the side?
Because the Rosh explains the Rif. The Rosh explains the Rif because that's the Svar of the Rif. Okay, here it's not. It's Bunze. Here it's not.
The Ramban.
I answered your question. That case is the Rosh with the Rif, and that Rosh and the Rif. And based on that Rosh and the Rif, think about it, you see the difference. Manan, okay. Kima the Kaim al Machzeres Petura. Says the Ramban. So let's get down to brass tacks over here. So what's the bottom line? Says the Ramban. We have at first glance Ilfa. No, again, what's the shock of a tire of the Gemara? The Gemara wants being a ride to Ilfa. They see that Pashta Sarbara is enough. Why? In the case of the Kupa, what does it say about the case of the Kupa? What does it say about the Kupa? The Pashut Tzavara, exact lashon of Ilfa. So you see the Gemara saying, you don't need to leave the Rishos of the Rishos HaRabim in order to be Chayiv, Shem V'rega B'Rishos HaNizik. As long as you're eating it over there, you're going to be Chayiv, that's enough. And the Rav says, no, there's Kefetzes. Okay, that's the Shach HaMatari of the Gemara. Says the Ramban, who are we passing like? We're passing Rishia, based on the Sukkot later. Okay? Now, once we pass like Rabbi Yishia, so even if Lo Yitzur, there's a Machloek Azil for Rabbi Yishia, we'll pass like Rabbi Yishia, and therefore, Pasha Savar is not enough. You need Kefetzes. Now, behind the Kotzer Ben Agadol, who the Kotzer? The Rif qualified the statement of Ilfa by saying you need Kefetzes, because just eating off the back is not enough. You have to go into that Rishos. Rabbi Yishia. Climb, Hilz a Gilfa, the God. Oh, so, what does he want from Ilfa? Why is he being Ilfa if we don't pass like Ilfa? There it is, because Betzim and Ilfa, there are two statements combined in Ilfa's halacha. Ilfa's telling me two things. Aleph, Gav Kavitas Chatzar Nizik. Beis, you don't need Kavetzes. So, okay, we could disagree with Ilfa on the second point, because we have Rabbi Yishia. But as far as the Aleph Beis in the Sugya, what is this? Is it, you know, we got the definition. What's called Chatzar Nizik? There's no reason why we can embrace Ilfa's halacha. But we're not going to take them all away. Based on our understanding of Rabbi Yishia and our understanding of the sugya on the Chav Aleph, we're going to say no, you need kafetzes. Machzer is not enough. You have to be mesalik. You have to shofkas al rechava, and you went into the shus and nizik. Only then you chayiv. Then the Ramban says, okay, it's fine. So that's how you can read the Rif. No problem. That's why the Rif is gevaldik. The Baal Mar says, what do you mean? Kefetzes and Ilfa, how do these things go together? Here it says, Kefetzes doesn't mean Mishon. Kefetzes means where you are. Okay? So now, before we go weiter, Right? So now we have a Rosh, we have a Ramban. Yeah? So back to my question before. I asked the question, what's the din if the animal is a low animal and the behemoth is kefetzes and eats on the back of the animal? What's the din lefi the Rosh? What's the din lefi the Ramban?
Rosh Chayev.
What? I don't want to talk learning now. I want to. I'm asking a halacha l'maisa. I'm asking a question. What is the din lefi the Rosh? What is the din lefi the Ramban? I don't want to hear lumbis. What? Okay. What? Feel the Rosh, you're potter. Why are you potter? So therefore,
it's still
just a rabbin. Because since you don't need to get there, because it says the guy had no right to keep his stuff there, it's considered just a rabbin. Why the Feel Ramban are you chayiv?
The fact that there's it's inside the
Because the Fidr Ramban, what defines Chatzar and Nizik, he never ever mentioned anything about the Rosh. The Rosh is Hagdara, he had a right to put it there, he didn't have a right to put it there. That there is absolutely no remez to this in the Ramban. Period. No Gematria, no Rosh HaTevis, it's not here. Okay? Elamai, Ilva says, Kipshuta, Gav Chavit is Chatzar and Nizik. Yeah, maybe like the Rajba. I don't know why, you know, if you want to throw on the Rajba, but or stop it. It's back. It's Chatzin Ezek. Defines Chatzin Ezek. Maybe you don't need anything more. Or the Rajba's right there. He's right to walk. It's Chatzin Ezek. Whatever you want. Yeah, but it's Chatzin Ezek. There's nothing to do with the height. Nothing to do with the height. It's Chatzin Ezek. Elamai. There's an issue. Pashta. Is Pashta enough, or you need Kafetzes? So over here, it was kafetzes. It's in the Rishus and Nizik. Wonderful. So this is where I see clearly that there's two mahalchim over here. Because now you can see in Afkamina. If you see in Afkamina, you can see very clearly what it's Tolian. That's why in the Azdai did. There's two totally different mahalchim over here. And this is going to be the Afkamina. This is the proof. It's not proof. No one talked about this case in the Ledi. But this is where you see it. I think it's very clear. It's an Afkamina. It's a machlekes. Rabban goes on to say that Ken Zayn, this is Masupik about already. The Ken Zayn, that even Ilfa at the end of the day, maybe is Maid unique defenses. Even though the Gemara Vadin have me in a thought, Ilfa didn't need defenses, and that we brought right from the Braisa to Ilfa. And then the Gemara was Daicha Vadin, the Gemara was Daicha the Raya, you don't need defenses. I'm sorry, we made Bryce to my kafetzes. But he says that once the Gemara is doicha, but kafetzes, hach karmina, but kafetzes machai, but Bryce, vilva blay kafetzes. Boy, no. Oh, about anan, amrina, vilva the Bryce, tavai kafetzes. But tifshetziur. He's saying maybe once the Gemara. Comes on to the concept that maybe the Braise is talking about kafetzes, because even the Braise said the exact same lashon as Ilfa, Pashat Savara, which their Haga, for the life of me, I don't know in the world of Ramban how Pashat Savara could mean kafetzes. It's not Pashat Pshat in the words. I don't know how you get to that. But says Ramban, the Gemara was willing to do this for the Braise, Kenamal Zayin, that's shot in Ilfa as well. So in other words, when the Rif said, he brought that in Ilfa, Amar Ilfa, and the Rif adds, Vahu the Kopsa, so Pashup Shat, is the Rif saying that based on Rabbi Ishia, I'm going to disagree with Ilfa? Or based on Rabbi Ishia, I'll redefine Ilfa. I'll qualify Ilfa's statement and saying Ilfa Goof is talking about defenses.